From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, June the 12th, 2015. I'm Philip Grant. The Register Star is reporting that the Columbia Economic Development Corporation announced on Thursday, June 11th, that it will reorganize. Under the reorganization, part-time executive director Kenneth Flood will be replaced by a full-time executive director. The announcement came approximately 24 hours after the Columbia County Board of Supervisors voted to authorize an audit of the agency's loan procedures during the past 5 years. In its announcement on Thursday, the CED said, and I quote, "A special management committee consisting of Sarah Sterling, Colin Stair, Tony Jones, and David Crawford will work with existing staff to continue all programs and initiatives as the organization works to identify its full-time executive director," end quote. A report released in April by the state authority's budget office found potential conflicts of interest related to the proposed Ginsburg development deal and other related issues. You can read that full story in the Register Star. The Columbia paper is reporting that voters in Germantown Central School District approved two propositions totaling $11.38 million in a special district-wide referendum on Thursday, June the 11th. The district can now make repairs and upgrades to the school building and construct an auditorium. The first proposition, totaling $5.9 million, covered 28 items for repairs and updates, including a connection to the town sewer system, improved ventilation and air quality for the second floor of the school building, and renovation of the baseball and softball fields. The second proposition, totaling $4.3 million, will fund an addition to the east side of the school with a secure entrance, a band room, theater arts classroom, auditorium, restroom, and lobby. The school board put a single proposition that combined the key elements of both projects before the voters in March. That measure failed to pass. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. William J. Kimball is reporting in the Daily Freeman that officials in the town of Saugerties have scheduled a June 18th public information session with a representative of Pilgrim Pipeline. A representative of Pilgrim has promised to attend and discuss the company's proposal to build a pipeline between Albany and New Jersey. The meeting will begin at 7 p.m. at the Senior Center on Market Street. Town Supervisor Greg Hesmortel said Pilgrim was, and I quote, "very leery of doing it, but we assured them that we will try very hard to have a civil, organized hearing," end quote. The proposed 178-mile Pilgrim pipeline would move Bacon crude from Albany to Linden, New Jersey through Albany, Greene, and Ulster counties, and send refined crude back to Albany, largely along the I-87 corridor. The system would carry 8.4 million gallons per day each way. Pilgrim spokesman Paul Nathanson said pipelines like the one being proposed are the safest way to move crude oil and refined petroleum products. Hesmortel said the town board might vote on a pipeline resolution after the June 18th meeting. Town boards in New Platts, Woodstock, and Rhinebeck, and the Common Council of Kingston have taken positions against the project. Greene County officials have largely remained silent on the proposal. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. The Mid-Hudson News is reporting that members of the State Assembly Republican Minority Conference on Wednesday, June the 10th, called for an immediate end of Startup New York. They say $45.1 million has been spent on promotion, but only 76 jobs have been created. According to Assembly Member Kieran Michael Lehrer, no jobs have been created in the Mid-Hudson region. She said, and I quote, "Greene County, Columbia County, Orange County, Sullivan County, Rockland County, Westchester County, Bronx County, New York County, Richmond County, and Queens County, zero startup New York jobs. Despite the ubiquitous commercials, despite the tens of millions of tax dollars spent on these commercials, zero jobs," end quote. Assembly member Steve Katz of Yorktown said this is, and I quote, "an expensive program that is providing our state few tangible benefits," end quote. Startup New York creates tax-free areas around college campuses and is an attempt to draw businesses to relocate or set up shop in the state. You can read that full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Finally, Ariel Zangler is reporting in the Daily Freeman that Hunter Mountain is poised to host its second music event in 2 weeks this weekend. The second annual Taste of Country Festival will be held at the Hunter Mountain Ski Resort. It will officially begin on Friday, June the 12th, and run through Sunday, June the 14th. Headliners include Keith Urban, Tim McGraw, and Toby Keith. The Eli Young Band, Billy Currington, and Gerard Neiman will perform as well. One of the event organizers said, and I quote, "I think across the board, it's the strongest set of headliners we've had at this festival," end quote. Taste of Country organizers expect approximately 15,000 attendees each day, though most will be camping for the weekend. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Now for the weather, the National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for East Central New York. There is a slight risk of severe thunderstorms on Friday, June the 12th, as a low-pressure system and cold front move across the region. The main threat will be damaging winds of 58 miles an hour or greater. Locally heavy rainfall will also be possible with thunderstorms, which could lead to some flooding in urban and poor drainage areas or an isolated flash flood. As for today's weather, the National Weather Service is predicting a partly sunny day with a temperature high near 86 degrees. Friday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 3 a.m., then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm between 3 a.m. and 5 a.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 5 a.m. Some of those storms could be severe with heavy rain. It will be mostly cloudy Friday night with the temperature low around 65 degrees. The forecast for the weekend: on Saturday, it will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 83 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 55. On Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 84. And Sunday night, a chance of showers, mainly after 2 a.m., partly cloudy with a low around 57. And for back to work Monday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 78 degrees. Monday night, showers and thunderstorms likely, cloudy with a low around 65. The sun rose today at 5:18 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:32 p.m. The length of the day, 15 hours and 13 minutes, exactly the same as yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 12th day of June, 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.